Friends and colleagues are remembering former New Jersey Governor Brendan Byrne. He died yesterday at the age of 93. The Democrat served two terms in the 1970s and 80s. He was famous for enacting a state income tax, and he talked about that in this campaign ad from 1977.
4 years ago, I promised to give you the property tax relief you asked for, and that was right. I also thought we wouldn't need the income tax, and that was wrong. The income tax was a tough decision for me to make, and a lot of people didn't like it. But because of it, most of you are getting the property tax relief you asked for. With homestead rebates, school tax refunds, lower property tax rates, and additional help for older citizens. Sometimes you have to admit you are wrong in order to do what's right. That's what a governor has to do.
Byrne had a long friendship and political working relationship with his successor, Republican Governor Tom Kaine. Kaine says Byrne gave him invaluable advice.
When I was governor, he and I would sit quietly after a tennis game, and he would advise me as to what he thought I should be doing with the then Democratic legislature, which he knew a lot better than I did. And he, you know, and we had a lot of those quiet talks that nobody else knew about, but influenced me profoundly as to how I dealt, how I tried to get policy through, and how I was able to work for 8 years with the Democratic legislature.
Kaine says even without Byrne, the income tax would have become law in New Jersey. But he says two other key accomplishments would not have happened without him, including safeguarding the Pinelands in New Jersey.
It was a very, very important measure for the state. It's the largest open space now between Boston and Atlanta, in the most crowded state in the country. It was a tremendous accomplishment and one that he'll obviously go down in history for. And the other was casino gambling. He was the only governor for about 30 years who would have signed a bill promoting gambling. All the rest of us were against it. So we wouldn't have had gambling in New Jersey if it hadn't been for Brendan Byrne.
Brendan Byrne was also noted for his sense of humor.
Remember the poll that showed that 96% of the people in New Jersey knew who I was, and 4% thought I was doing a good job.
Governor Kaine says Byrne was funny enough that politicians stole his jokes.
The one that he was maddest about, that he really did come up with, was the fact that now he'd left the governorship, people were waving at him with all five fingers. And a lot of people, including Bill Clinton, stole that and never gave him credit. And Brendan was furious at that. He said, "That's my joke, I came up with it, and they used it, and at least they could have the decency to give me credit."
Tom Kaine, remembering his friend and fellow former governor, Brendan Byrne. A memorial service will be held Monday at the Paper Mill Playhouse in Millburn, and Governor Chris Christie is scheduled to deliver the eulogy.